Welcome to the Content Funnel mini podcast with guest host Linda Day Harrison of The Broker List and Amanda Bowen of The Content Funnel. And I am Sarah Malcolm, the COO of The Content Funnel. We are live at Recon.
Yay!
Woo! Recon!
And today we have our special guest, Chris Crisco, Chief Customer Officer at BuildOut, and John Dawson, Vice President at Client Look. Look at these tech gurus.
Our favorite
guys, welcome. Welcome, gentlemen.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And they're partners.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So we know you guys are like incredibly talented, creative, and super, super smart salespeople. How do you plan coming to ICSC? What is your tack?
Go first. Well, the main thing is wandering around doesn't work. You have to set up appointments because everybody else has set up appointments. So if you're wandering around, it's not going to be a productive day.
Good point, Chris.
I'll second John's sentiment that you need to set up appointments. You need to be sort of prepared and set these things up ahead of time. If you try to walk into the booth and have a meeting with somebody, they're already planned. We also sort of supplement our current customer base by having a place where our customers and even prospects can go to our booth in the North Hall to learn more about the products, see some of the stuff that we're working on, and have an opportunity to meet the team. And, you know, traditionally this stuff is just sales teams that come to things like this. We like to send people from our success team, from our support team, from our projects team, and then, of course, our partners in case... You know, it's a great opportunity to touch as many customers as possible and have as many meetings as possible while we're all out there.
Excellent. So you're not stuck in the booth, Chris?
Literally. I'm not. Gotcha. I'm back and forth a little bit in terms of setting up meetings and showing people more of the newer sort of products that were either just released or that we're working on. I will set up meetings to have those sorts of things near our booth. But for the most part, that's for... the current product that exists, showing people who don't know about BuildOut what we're all about, and for those of our customers that have questions, it's an opportunity to have that resource.
So how many years have you guys been attending Recon?
Started 1997, but on and off, not every year, on and off for 20-odd years.
Yeah. Was it
it's grown a little bit.
I was going to say, was it this big in 97?
No, it's grown a little bit.
A tad bit, yeah. Remember, and they're like, oh, we broke 20,000. Yeah.
Really?
So I'm old, basically.
So was it in one hall? Was it in one hall when you started?
Yeah, just
one
floor. One floor, one hall.
I kind of wish it was one hall.
Well, now it's over a million square feet, which is crazy.
And building more, which is they're adding on to this convention center. That's amazing. How about you, Chris? Now, how long have you been coming out here?
This is my fourth year. So, been at BuildOut. Working with my partners, and I've known you, Linda, for about 5.5 years.
Yeah, since the beginning.
That's like dog and tech. That's like tech
world, right? Absolutely.
Like
that's a long time.
Yeah, it's a millennium.
It really is. I think everybody's come a long way, but we didn't come in the first couple of years while we were kind of heads down trying to create something useful.
When you're in the beginning, you can't.
You can't afford to come here either.
You can't.
So since you guys have been here, you know, you've been coming for a long time, and Chris, you've been here, obviously, for 4 years. What else do you guys like to do while you're in Vegas?
I don't know.
Say?
Kind of a party pooper.
A party pooper.
I don't know. I'm now 32, and I feel like I'm much older than that. I came in last night just so that I could go to sleep, so I could wake up and not have to like travel the morning of.
That sounds
my
like
whole team was out having
my
a good
type
time.
Of party. Sleep is my type of party.
It's a great opportunity. I have comfortable beds in Las Vegas.
It's a great opportunity.
He's serious. He means business.
Chris doesn't mess around.
He doesn't mess around.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
That's
why.
See, you and I are on the same page. We get it. So, John.
I always like to hit the craps table.
When
I first came out, when I first started coming into Vegas, I bought How to Play Craps. And so read the whole book. At the end, it just said, play 6 and 8. So I walked up to the table. 50 minutes later, won $800. I'm like, well, that's simple.
Why?
And I went back the next time, lost half of it. So I'm like, okay, it's not that simple.
Just play 6 and 8,
yeah,
right?
Just 6 and 8.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I've got another question that I love to ask, especially these guys. How do you keep track of all the people you meet? This is kind of a trick question.
So with Client Look, we have a staff of people that do exactly that.
Okay.
So you meet someone, you get a business card, you take a picture, email it to the virtual assistant, put a note like, add to my hot prospect group, put a call back for next Tuesday, and that's it, and you're done.
So if you're a recon and you don't have Client Look, I'm like,
yeah, you're going to be in trouble.
You need to get it together.
You're in a lot of trouble. Just kidding. How about you?
I keep business cards, and then I kind of go through them on my way back, decide what my next steps look like. I also always carry this notebook everywhere I go. So I have all my little check boxes here where I could say these things that I need to do. If there's an action item, then they have a check box. If they're an idea, then we're just a...
He's a machine. He is a machine. I think that's fabulous.
So
very low tech.
Yep.
And high tech.
Right. So how do you guys stand out in 35,000?
Personally or
any of the above?
Have you seen the red?
However you want to take the question to.
Oh, yes. Oh, look at
these. I have red laces on for
one. We got to get a picture of that. Look at those.
Okay. Red laces apparently are the secret.
Beautiful shoes.
I don't see anyone else with red laces here.
Are they comfortable, Chris?
Not men anymore.
Are they comfortable shoes? Because this is brutal.
They're not. And
that's what
I
was worried
about. If there's an advice question on here, it would be don't wear the same shoes that I would.
So there is. What advice would you give to an ICSE?
You see that?
So it has been coming since 1997.
Nobody cares what your shoes look like.
Exactly.
I saw a lot of dudes getting on them. When I was getting on the escalator, I was looking down and I was laughing because I saw them in their, they all
sneakers.
Had suits on with the sneakers. And I was like.
Absolutely.
And,
I agree.
And the women I feel sorry for because you can tell the new ones here with it. 4-inch high heels, 3-inch high heels.
I've got these
like,
comfy
oh,
shoes on.
There you go. There's experience.
I feel like Dr. Scholl's should be like one of the main sponsors.
Absolutely.
at the very front.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
buy
they
on
should,
your way in.
Right? They should have
they would make a killing here.
Yes, they should sell them.
All right, shout out to this ICSE sponsorship team. You get on Dr. Scholl's.
Exactly.
Any advice you have to newbies that are coming here since you both have been repeat recon attendees?
Yeah, that kind of back to the original. Yeah, question is comfortable shoes, have appointments set up beforehand, and then also have a goal. You know, what you're trying to get out of this is not just meet people. Are you trying to set up meetings? Are you trying to get your company better marketing? You know, have some type of goal. Are you trying to, like, we like to do a lot of integrations. So we're here, not so much on the sales side, but also is there any interesting technology out there that would be good for us to integrate with?
Excellent. How about you,
Chris? Mine would be to drink plenty of water.
Stay hydrated. That's actually really important.
It's nice you guys are giving away these bottles of water.
Yeah.
No matter what I do out here, especially if I'm drinking and if we play craps long enough, you end up smoking cigarettes.
Yes. It happens. Things happen on the floor.
You never know what's going to happen out there.
Especially at a hot table.
Wait, so.
That's right.
I just learned that last night.
A hot table.
What a hot table.
Just learning the lingo.
I'm getting it.
You want to get the word out on something about Client Look, a new feature or something?
So,
a new integration? Or?
Yeah, so... The main thing we're wrapping up is our integration between listings, comps, and deals. So it was separate modules, but now it's all combined. So the idea is you enter one thing one time, and that will push for a listing into a comp, into a deal, into a website. So it's one stop rather than having to enter it multiple times. And to go into the first time, the virtual assistants are entering it the first time anyway. So
nice.
The broker
awesome.
Or back office doesn't have to do that.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anything to save time, right?
Exactly.
That's what tech is, like, I love about technology.
I know.
It solves people's problems and is so much more efficient.
It's supposed to. How about you? What's new? Anything you rolled out new while you were here, or is it the same?
We're always rolling out. We prefer to sort of have these small wins all along the way and continuously release new features and functionality that drive more value for our customers. I think that's sort of been the name of the game for us for a long time. So when I'm sitting in these meetings, especially with people that are running some of these bigger brokerages, I really want to understand where their biggest problems are. From the way that essentially our company is structured, my two partners are software developers by trade and extraordinary software developers at that. My goal is really to understand where these problems exist, kind of distill those down to something that we can, make more efficient. And we have the unique capability of solving pretty complex challenges. So I'm just looking forward to more of that stuff.
Awesome.
In each passing year.
Well, if you're here at Recon, definitely check out Build Out and Client Look, one of the top tech companies disrupting this space. And thank you guys so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
We know how much this is a lot of trouble for you to come over here and do this with us, and we really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you guys.